Who did you most enjoy interviewing?
Well, I've been lucky enough to interview so many different people, and lots of them stick in my mind, some very well-known people. I interviewed Amy Winehouse when her second album came out, when I was on Woman's Hour, and she was just the really lovely young woman, and came into the studio, chatted away about how she was very modest, how she hadn't done very well at school, but, you know, how music was her passion. And then she started, well, we'd asked her to, but she started playing the guitar and accompanying herself and sang in the studio. And that was kind of really magical. Yeah. More recently, I interviewed Paul McCartney going round an exhibition of photographs in the National Portrait Gallery, photographs that he'd taken when the Beatles first became successful. And now, obviously, everybody's filming themselves all the time in a world of selfies and so on. But in those days, it was quite unusual for somebody like him to be taking photos of fans. And you see the kind of Beatlemania that greeted them at Miami Airport, and very intimate pictures, John Lennon in the back of a car, his family. And my own family, my father came from Liverpool, so the Beatles were obviously a very big part of our lives. So to talk to him, to go round the exhibition, was amazing, actually. I always remember that.
And the other question you'll hate to hear, what any big bloomers?
To be honest, I mean, I think there've probably been so many over the years, but none in particular spring to mind, to be honest. I'm just trying to think. That is a hard one. I mean, there's always, in a live interview, you often don't have very much time. And so, you, particularly on the Today programme, you'll do an interview and then you spend the rest of the day thinking, oh, I should have asked that. Or if only I had time, I could have asked that other question. And I think it's quite good to be self-critical like that, to think what could I have done differently?
So bringing us up to date, you've retired from the Today programme because you've got a new programme coming out.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, so I've been very lucky. I decided a little while ago that I wanted to leave the world of news, and in particular the alarm clock that goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I left the Today programme in July, and the controller of Radio 4 was kind enough to say he wanted to keep me on the station. So I'm doing nature programmes. I've got doing two different series. One I've started already, which is called Open Country, and that's recorded, as the title suggests, out in the countryside. So I've been up to the Bass Rock in Edinburgh to see one of the largest gannet trees in Europe, population of the northern gannet, which was very badly affected by avian flu. And I was going out this spring to see had they recovered, and it was marvellous because they had. And then a bit closer to home, I went out on a bat safari by punt in Cambridge, which was great fun. And I've just recorded a programme that's going out this week. Well, I don't know when this is going out, but anyway, it's beyond BBC Sounds, called From Wheel to Waves, and it's about the creation of a wildlife corridor from in Sussex, from Ashdown Forest all the way down to the sea. It's very ambitious, 100 miles. So that's Open Country. And then there's a new series which isn't being broadcast until later in the year, and that's called This Natural Life. And that's a half-hour interview programme on location with someone who has a passion for nature. So I've recorded Cate Blanchett and Martin Clunes and Richard Mabey so far. And it's going
a local person.
A local person, exactly. He took me out on his boat on the Norfolk Broads. Oh. So that was really lovely to speak to him. And I think it's what I want it to be, and so far it is a very optimistic, celebratory programme about nature, giving us hope for the future, the kind of conservation projects that can help. When we hear so much about, which is obviously completely real, the biodiversity crisis and our landscape being so depleted, but the kind of work that lots of people are doing to improve that is really encouraging, I think.
So behind the scenes kind of question that I like, who chooses the people who you interview or you go and visit for that programme?
I do. Pretty well. I mean, it's my suggestions. By and large, the programme was my idea. But obviously I work with some very good producers and they suggest people as well. I suggested a lot of the early ones, but it's very much a kind of team effort and we have kind of brainstorms and, yeah. And you want to try and have a balance of people as well from different parts of the country, men and women, different fields, you know, scientists, not all celebrities. We've got very interesting scientists and artists and people like that that we're hoping to include.
So how many episodes in the first series?
Six.
And you've done all six interviews?
Not yet, no.
Now, I always wonder whether you get them all in the can first and then start broadcasting, but you don't.
By November when we broadcast. They will all be in the can. Okay. Yeah, they will be all in the can.
Are you pleased with what you've done so far?
Yes, I think it's really going to work, actually. It's a lovely... I think people are much more relaxed if you can bring them to a place that means something to them. It's interesting to see how the chemistry and the dynamic changes like that. I mean, you still have to put... I mean, the disadvantage are, of course... the aeroplanes that suddenly come overhead, the barking dogs, the rain. you do have to make some sacrifices, but I think it is working, yeah.
Good. Now, before we let you go, as they say, one of the clippings I found in the online, of course, is you have bees. Got an hour or two to spare on bees?
Well, I'm very passionate about bees, and I was given a beehive, we were both given a beehive as a wedding present, and kept them for a long time, made a series, television series, called The Wonder of Bees, and actually another one before that called A World Without Bees. Anyway, many, many programmes about bees. And we got up to having seven beehives. But then, unfortunately, I got stung in the garden, not even when I was beekeeping, but a honeybee flew into my hair, and I had a very bad anaphylactic reaction, and ended up in West Suffolk Hospital... And was told I had to give up beekeeping, which was a great shame for me. And we had to give away all our equipment, and we just bought we sold the electric extractor actually. But I've sort of adjusted. I've had immunotherapy on the NHS, so I could go back to beekeeping. But actually, in the time, I've become more interested in lots of different species of bees and insects more generally, and butterflies and moths. So I'm kind of interested in wild pollinators. So I miss the honeybees and, of course, the honey, but I don't think I'll be going back to it.
Well, thank you so much to Martha Carney for joining Waveney Words.
And congratulations on your 1,000th edition, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.